Model GF, podcaster BF. And she says, what does that mean? And I just go, it's just, it's a compliment, but also a joke.
Yeah, this is not Hold R. This is Hold On, like Wilson Phillips. Wilson Phillips sounds like a company that makes gaskets. I don't know where I'm going with that, but he's not wrong. Yeah, man. Like, you know the company that makes Kleenex? Their name is Kimberly Clark. Doesn't that sound like somebody you went to middle school with that is now going to try to sell you on, like, LuLaRoe MLM leggings that cure eczema or something? Hey, bestie, long time no talk. Remember how I used to bully you in sixth grade? Glad to see you're thriving now and we can laugh about it. Hey, by the way, have you ever wanted to be your own boss? Because, boy, do I have an opportunity for you. I'm not sure if you've heard of it before from everybody else that was in our graduating class, but I know what you're going to say. It's not a pyramid. It's more of, we'll call it an inverted funnel type situation. But you're at the bottom, not at the top, and things flow down. Inverted funnel? Sounds great, sweaty. Where do I sign up? Dude, I just wish they were honest about it. Like, why don't they just say, like, it's a pyramid scheme, but if you're great at sales, you're going to make a lot of money. I guess you can't just come out and say it, right? Yo, you said it, though? Isn't that how you got mouth into streaming? I didn't have to get mouth into streaming. He was a true believer from the get-go. We did have another friend of ours and Josh knows him more personally than I do. He was really into Minecraft in, like, 2009. And we were like, hey, you should, or like maybe 2010. And we were like, you should really start like making videos or something, making like a YouTube channel. And he's like, yeah, maybe I'll make like a podcast or something. And he drafted up like all the podcast stuff. Was like, I don't know if it's going to be viable, but like, it'll be fun. And then he couldn't come up with the right name for the podcast. He just kept like pushing, kicking the can down the road. And I always think about, man, like, obviously, nobody knows the future, but knowing the future from the perspective of the past, you're like, dude, pretty sure, like, if you started making that Minecraft podcast in 2009, even if it was friggin' horrible, you probably would have been able to eke out a professional YouTube/streaming career for, like, a decade. Just by virtue of being early and having, like, so little competition in an industry that expanded about 500-fold from that point onwards. I think he's doing okay. I saw him at Josh's wedding, and I was like, how are you doing? And he's like, okay. So he's fine. A second chance, that's right. It's the square hole. I think I'm kind of stealing this from a viral tweet. But what's your go-to response for how are you doing? Because I'm trying to get like a whole, like a routine going. You know what I mean? Like right now people say, how you doing? I say, oh, I can't complain. But then I saw on Twitter, they were like, hey, if somebody says can't complain, you hit them back with a, even if you did, who would listen to you? And I'm like, dude, I gotta start working that into my repertoire. Maybe I'll try that on mouth. Or no, Justin is way more likely to say, can't complain. And then I'll say, even if you did, who would listen to you? Surviving? Then you say, ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Pretty good. How about yourself? God woke me up this morning. Ain't it just? Is it living the dream? I can't call it. Extreme boomer energy. Dude, that's it. God willing, I'll become a boomer, right? Like, at least in age. I got to start practicing all the boomer stuff, man. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. Lol. Here's a great pop-up from the Epic Games Store. Ending soon. Humankind. Okay. All right. Scary. Turns out, though, it's just is an open beta where you can play as Victor Hugo, apparently. All right, cool. Bro, that'd be the worst way to go out. You're about to get freaking, you know, yeeted. You don't even realize it until the Epic Game Store sends you a push notification. Anybody else just find out the Earth was going to end from the Epic Game Store, or just me? Okay, here's a genuine question for you. Does Birthright do anything as tainted as Azel? Or it does, okay. Gives you a bigger cough? Bigger sneeze? Jesse, we gotta get a bigger sneeze. Hey, did you guys hear about the new word that got invented on TikTok? This is not a bit. I read a New York Times article on it today. It's called, the word is chuji. Yeah. And you use it to describe somebody that is just slightly outside of the trend. Like if you see someone wearing Sperry's or something salmon colored when Chet Hayes already decreed that you're not supposed to do that. What are you talking about? Oh, you guys aren't hip with. Oh, okay, boomer. Okay, boomer. These guys don't even know that they're slightly off trend. How embarrassing for you. Mr. White? What? No, you can't do that. You can't say Mr. White. What the hell are you talking about? That's an inversion of the meme. -2 to you, sir. -2 to you. I don't give a crap about trends. Oh, really? What about what's trending in top animes to be released in the spring season? +10. Thank you. Got him. Owns. Ending soon, humanity. How do you see chat messages that fly by at the speed of light? You basically just have to pick one, okay? You just gotta, like, and that's why some people will be like, why would he respond to that message out of all messages? It's because the messages do not exist in, like, a vacuum of, you know, like, being able to have an equivalence test between them. You get to read essentially one message every single chat cycle when you glance. So you just gotta choose, you know, whatever's available. Please watch Madden Apple II intro. Madden Apple II intro. Okay, here we go. We got it. We got another chance. John Madden football for the Apple II. Why is this on iFunny, dude? So that was not a screamer. That's the actual intro. It just goes duck, 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 duck. And then at the end, John Madden bursts through the screen. And I think it's supposed to be the sound of the crowd going wild. John Madden Football 95 voice glitch. Okay, John Madden Football 95 voice glitch.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to John Madden Football. Hi, everyone. Welcome to John Madden Football.
Okay. It sounds like he's saying John Madden in the chip voice. Is that where the Moonbase Alpha John Madden that then became Cool Guy voice came from? We've just witnessed the origin story of a meme. Big sneeze, baby. Whoa, big sneeze. Oh, summon an even larger sneeze. Great. Oh, dude, one of the all-time best jingles. We could still make it here. I mean, the run is very good. In some ways, it's probably a positive that I can't name that many items because it means we're doing pretty well. If I could name every item we have, it's probably because each one is incredibly critical to our cause. For a dollar, could I name the miss for a dollar? Name an item. Name an item. Oh yeah, you like Isaac? Name every items. I saw that meme on r/Subway. Oh, you work at Subway? Name every sandwich. It's not that you had to be there, I suppose. You don't work at Subway? No, but in many ways, I think that I can share the experience of having worked there based on the amount of the subreddit that I've read. No, I'm not invested. Subway's a private company. Even if they weren't, I probably wouldn't invest because I, as much as I love the sandwiches, I do acknowledge that they're bad, and I find it hard to believe that they're ever going to recuperate from their current negativity that surrounds them. But anyway, no, I'm not re-rolling. No, I'm not. Dude, we got Birthright. I'm not re-rolling. No, I refuse. Do it. It'll be funny. Always being zany equals you're never zany. I actually have not changed. This run is good. We have great momentum today. Like, you know what the least zany thing you can do is? Especially now that they've made it so, like, transformations don't stick or agglomerate on rerolls. Like, is actually... They changed is what happened. They changed. Thank you. I saw a single true. Hey, you know what would be really funny is if for the 1 billionth time you rerolled your good run into a bad run, never got any damage, and then just, like, died to the boss just before mom. That's so zany, dude. XD. It's a bit of a straw man. However, as soon as somebody pulls the XD on you, you're toasted. Your argument has lost. Lowercase XD. Winky face with the smile. So true. Dude, has there ever been a situation where two people who disagreed with each other online both made a bespoke soy Wojak meme to send to the other person? I feel like we gotta be closing in on that, right? Like, they made each other on inverted sides of the so true meme? F off, I don't believe in that nonsense. So true! It happens every time. Here's a great meme for you. Pictured. The number one argumentation tactic in 2021. Google search that says soy Wojak. Get owned. Make the tweet? No, I've lost confidence in my tweet ability. The Thanos tweet? I'm starting to believe I lost my touch, man. The Thanos tweet popped. The VeggieTales tweet, it didn't do what it needed to do. I've lost. Sometimes when I tweet, I lose confidence. I did not see Fantano's longest sheesh ever. Has he reviewed That's When I Reach for My Revolver by Mission to Burma yet? Yes. Okay, well, what did he give it? If you say not good, dude, I'm gonna be so mad. No, he didn't give it a light 4. Come on. Why everybody in chat said 4? Did you collude to answer this question in advance or something? NL. I showed my friend Monday Steak Baby by White Claw Gabe, and now he won't stop referencing it every time that I see him. I mean, I'm here to tell you that that's just what friendship is. Friendship is largely just laughing at inside jokes with another person every day until you die. That's pretty much it, baby. Yeah, ooh, for example. And it's only cringe if they're not into it, okay? Because, like, Malf and I, we both say can of corn all the time. We recognize it's not actually funny at all. But that's part of why it's funny. One group's cringe is another group's solidarity. I did say, that's Indie Mouse's brother made a tweet that went almost as viral as the Thanos tweet the day after the Thanos tweet. It was like, step one, I'm cringe. Step two, everyone's laughing at me. Step three, depression. And then the bottom part of the image was like, step one, I'm cringe. Step two, but I'm free. Step three, not depression. I don't get it. Is it an Aussie thing? It sounds like you're out of touch and I'm out of time. You know what would be a good joke? Remind me, okay? Next time I talk to Apollo, I'm going to ask him how he likes Pokemon Snip. And he's going to be like, it's Pokemon Snap. And I'm going to be like, no, they call it Pokemon Snip because you have to get a vasectomy. Oh, that'll be a good... And then he'll go, wow! I can see it happening already. Plus two. Thank you. Thank you. There's no punchline. That's why it's humorous. In many ways. In so many ways, that's partly why it's humorous. Yes, now I don't need to say it because I already lived it. Jesse, I see what you're talking about. Thank you. That's what I've been saying, man. What are you talking about, Joker? Dude, I watched The Little Joker. Like, the Canadian movie channels, I know I've done this bit, like, way too much. But the Canadian movie channels, like, when they get a movie, they just play it 70 times. Like, they play it until it's done, right? So I watched about half of Joker 20 times. And I was lucky last night. I got to see the part that I always reference on stream. It was like, you know, when I said I wanted to be a stand-up comedian, all my friends laughed at me. Well, nobody's laughing now. Great scene, man. Wait, what's the first joke, he said? The second joke is nobody's laughing now. What was the first one? I can't remember. All I remember is he goes... What's the first joke in Joker chat, please? He does not say, what's the deal with airplane food? He just gets on stage and goes, crazy hamburger. Yeah, it's some kind of joke about his mom. It's when you say one thing and you mean your mother. Oh, that's right, yeah. Something, something, I don't want to make money, mom. I'm going to be a comedian. I can't remember. Oh, my mom said I had to work for a living. I said, no, I won't, mom, because I'm going to be a comedian. Smile and the world smiles with you. Laugh and the world laughs at your smile. Joker 2019. Really makes you think. Anyway, I'm done. That's pretty much all I got for today. I got to go read the Starbucks subreddit, man. Like, that's that living rent-free in my head is the idea of going to the Starbucks subreddit. Can I just get some samples of posts just with the title? I don't even need to know any context for them. If you could just tell me the title of some of the top Starbucks barista posts of all time. Did anyone here work at Starbucks when they were pushing the Clover system on everybody? That's the only time I've ever wanted to write like a strongly worded letter to management. What is the Clover system? Dude, it's like... Anytime you got a coffee, they would be like, do you want to get it done in the Clover system instead? And it was like this weird, like, super coffee maker. Anyway, that's like all I got. One time I got it done, like, I was just like, I'll just take a coffee, please. And they're like, do you want it clovered? And we're doing it, like, to try out this new brewing process or something. I got it clovered. It actually took, like... 5 times longer. Instead of just pouring the coffee from the carafe, they like filled this system with ground coffee and it went like and just like, it's like, man, I don't even want to be here this long. Like, I'm not even getting the coffee because it tastes good. I just need the caffeine. Our store didn't get a clover. Yeah, they didn't even get the clover, dude. Oh, you versus the Starbucks store she told you not to worry about. Imagine working at a Starbucks that didn't get access to the patent-pending Clover system. Oh, man. Hey, where'd they get this picture of my x-rays? Because he's got a big brain. Inverted vacuum press technology. I can see why they renamed it to the Clover, quite frankly. Hey, would you like to get that coffee inverted vacuum press style? Hey, how would you like one of these? And you hit him with a no. Thank you. I wouldn't expect you to understand. What did you just say to me, you little streamer? I'll have you know I graduated top of my class from YouTube Academy. I have over 10,000 confirmed videos. And have been trained in thumbnails, descriptions, and now deprecated tags. Yeah, it's true. I have gone to copyright school as well for the time that I got a copyright strike, despite not having done anything to warrant being sent to copyright school. That was fun. Having to watch the Happy Tree Friends be like, can you put Bohemian Rhapsody in your video? Yes, no. I'm like, hey, maybe you should send the E1 film company to copyright school for giving me a genuine strike on my video just because it was called Blinded by the Light. Because they got a movie coming out called Blinded by the Light. You don't own the title. Bruce Springsteen owns the title. Well, nobody's laughing now. I did hear that movie was pretty okay, though. Springsteen should have come through in the clutch for you. I mean, they came through in the clutch, thankfully, that day. They were like, oops, sorry, our bad. We almost, you know, deleted your channel as a joke. And I was like, apology not accepted, but thank you, by the way. Yeah, plus I got free tuition at Copyright University, so joke's on them. And you see the lady who got a copyright strike on Moonlight Sonata? Okay, I just have to ask the question. Was it a strike or was it a content ID match? Because YouTubers will really be out here on Twitter being like, look what I just got copyright struck for, and it's not a strike, it's a content ID match. That makes it better. It doesn't make it right, but it's like much less punishing. People have gotten them for cricket sounds. Did they get it? Was it a strike or was it a content ID match? People are confusing them all the time out here. I'm not just trying to split hairs, just to split hairs, okay? One is like an inconvenience. The other one is like, you know, career sundering. Her video says strike. Okay, but again, it's possible that it's a genuine... Oh, that's the wrong button. Which one is the one that claims ads? That's a content ID match. I do love the emote where the guy touches his face like, oh dear. What emote is that? That guy is Captain Jean-Luc Picard from the USS Enterprise. It looks like he has hair, man. No, it doesn't. It just looks like he could have hair. It's two different stories. You're absolutely right. In the title, it says copyright strike. In the video, she's discussing a copyright claim. That's what I'm trying to say, dude. All these YouTubers are here actively contributing to misinformation. They both suck. Don't get me wrong. They both suck. That's why I'm telling people, you know, you get content ID matches like multiple times a month. Which is annoying, but it's like, hey, this 8-year-old video has like a sound in it that's owned by, you know, some guy in Illinois. And you're like, okay, fine, whatever. Take 10 cents of ad revenue. It's not even worth my time to dispute it. A copyright strike is actually like the sort of thing that if disputed, you could end up going to court over. Which is why when people are like, someone got copyright struck for, you know, an ambulance sound. I'm like, did you get a strike? Or did you get a content ID match? Both suck. However, one is like, how angry I'm going to get. Like a content ID match is like getting stuck in traffic during commuting hours. And a copyright strike is like getting T-boned by a garbage truck. Like, we are not the same. Like DD Mega Doodoo. That's not funny. That's not funny. The name's funny. The fact that someone died is not funny. If she lived, it would have been even funnier because we could have smiled about it. Okay, I guess we'll just get hit. Never mind, I'm a genius. Note to self, literally can't make the DD Mega Doodoo joke anymore. It turns chat into Christopher Columbus chat. We're like a year away from a 5-hour Twitch stream literally being like 4 hours, 59 minutes, 30 seconds of context and backpedaling, and then a 30-second joke, and then logging off. Like, that's pretty much the era we're approaching here. Yeah, we're gonna... I reinstalled PUBG. We're gonna play PUBG. I actually thought about, like, today... being like, oh, when I lose in Isaac, I have to do a PUBG solo. Then I was like, funny joke, destroy like your livelihood for a meme. But no, like we were gonna do it yesterday, but I took the day off. But definitely, like, I want to get some PUBG going next week for sure. Probably just one session to remember that it's bad. No, Justin, he was gonna be there, yeah. Justin Malf, and then the third spot, the fourth spot had kind of like, you know, it hadn't been resolved as of that moment. Yeah, that was going to be yesterday, as maybe I stated. Anyway, we'll figure it out. We'll do it next week. Wait, no Mario Party? No, we're still doing Mario Party. Sorry, I was only half listening. Your sin wasn't half listening, okay? Your sin was half listening while 100% caring. If you half listen, you gotta half care as well. Absolute truth. Yeah, that's the thing, man. Like, sometimes I'll be listening to, like, a podcast, and I'm only half listening, And then I'm like, wait, what did they say? And I'm like, ah, you know what? If I cared that much, I would have been listening fully. So I just turned it off. For a dollar, name John Madden. Dunke, dunke, dunke. Bro, just die. You're looking like Ben Askren after he got hit by Jake Paul. Too soon? Oh, Ben. How are you gonna let Jake Paul do you like that? Come on, Ben. Slash marker, come on, Ben. We're back. What should we do? I don't know. Dude, don't. No spoilers. No spoilers, please. Close your eyes. I don't want you. Oops, you didn't see that. Okay. Most fun character in the game? Forgotten hard mode. Oh, baby. Tainted forgotten hard mode. You love to see it. I'm happy to be back. Feels weird. Taking 3 of the last 4 days off. But also feels good. I feel like for the first time since like quarantine, I have, if not anecdotes, at the very least, I have like seen some movies. And I feel like I have a stronger work-life balance, for sure. So thank you for your understanding and not being ashamed of your words and your deeds. I'm happy to be back. It is what it is. And dude, I mean, I don't even know what to say. It's crazy to me. I watched 4 movies this weekend. Like, that's the last time I'm trying to... The 4 movies in 3 days is wild to me. I don't know that I actually watched 4 movies within the calendar year of 2020. Well, I watched a lot of movies when I was up early with the baby, I guess, but that was more just like for survival rations. It was crazy, man. Hold on. I watched Minari, which was an amazing movie. I had a wonderful experience having watched it. I would highly recommend it. One thing I will say is having, I purchased it for rental on Amazon Prime Video. It was $20 Canadian. Is it the sort of movie that, you know, I would recommend paying $20 for? Yeah. I mean, it is like really good, but is it also the sort of movie that probably will be, available on video on demand services within the next 12 calendar months? Probably, yeah. So maybe, you know, you judge your own desire to see it accordingly. Minari, great movie. I also watched Jingle All the Way, and I gotta be honest, I hated the movie when I was 10 when it came out. I was like, I didn't derive any pleasure from it. But actually watching it as an adult, I was like, you know what? This is kind of a fun movie. And Phil Hartman is very charismatic in his role as the single dad antagonist. I guess Sinbad's also the antagonist, but you get the idea. What else is there? Put the cookie down. Yeah. It's not better than Minari, but it is pretty good. I also, after that, I watched Coneheads, which is just, I remember my parents renting Coneheads. I was probably like 6 years old. And even as a child, being like, this movie is garbage. Like, it's actually like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like excrement tier. And watching it as an adult, it's even worse. Like, it does have Soul to Squeeze on the soundtrack. It has an unbelievably strong cast because it has like every SNL actor from the early 1990s on it. You know, Adam Sandler, David Spade, Chris Farley, Kevin Nealon, etc., etc. Like it's nuts, but it's so unbelievably bad. Like, has anyone here seen Coneheads in like the last 10 years? It's horrendous. The whole premise of the movie is that they just talk like aliens and their heads are really pointy. It has Jason Alexander's in it. Like George Costanza's in it. And he has hair. They are indeed from France. That's what they say. Michael McKean is in it, you know, also known as Chuck McGill from Better Call Saul, like it, and also known as David St. James from This Is Spinal Tap. Like, it's got a bizarrely kind of star-studded cast. Coneheads is not that bad. Bro, dude, it's so bad. It's unbelievable. When I was watching it, and then they go to the planet Remulac that the Coneheads are originally from. Phil Hartman's in that one, too. I didn't know that until the end. But, like, it's crazy, man. It almost has, like, the Return of the Jedi-style, like, Rancor scene at the end. Like, it's crazy, man. Anyway, and then I watched Stowaway, which, like, I'm going to be honest, that except for Coneheads, my weekend of watching movies, it went from good to bad for sure. Like, Minari is, like, extremely good. Jingle All the Way, it was fun. It reminded me of the 1990s, man. I was watching with the baby, and I was like, this is what the 1990s were like, baby. Not baby. Frick yeah, baby. 1996, baby. And then, you know, Coneheads is just a disaster. But then Stowaway, I was having a good time watching the movie, and then the ending just, like, it's one of the only times in my life I've ever had an ending that just straight up ruined the movie for me. I was, in my head, I was crystallizing the review at a 7 out of 10, and then out of nowhere, it was like, by the way, it's over, and the 7 just turned upside down. It became an L out of 10. That was off the top of the dome piece. It's the kind of at-runtime joke that you can get after a weekend's rest. L for laughable, lovable? I wish. Right off the top of the cone piece. Yeah. Anyway, so Minari, recommend it. Also, Jingle All the Way, if you haven't seen it in a while, would recommend it. Coneheads, I would recommend watching it just to see, like, I hate when people say, like, oh, you know how much, like, they must have been, like, on drugs when they made this movie, like, or the, wow, when the Beatles wrote, like, When I'm 64, they must have been zooted out of their mind on menthol cigarettes, right? But, like, I actually genuinely believe that they must have done so much cocaine to be able to produce Coneheads. Because you're telling me at no point during the production of this movie, there had to be moments where people lost faith in this idiotic thing that they were making and then went like, we could recover some of the budget, we can get our deposits back, you know, sure, we're going to lose a few million dollars, but at least we're not going to, like, we'll at least, like, we can not release this and maintain, like, a little bit of our reputation. They made it. Is it you or Malf who defends Night at the Roxbury? It's a funny story, because I actually defended it a little bit today while talking about Coneheads, but it is Malf, I think. I think Malf is into a Night at the Roxbury more than I am. It's not bad, but it's not great. In fact, I don't think it's good. Yeah, Coneheads is just, it's crazy, man. I also tried to watch, because I was asking for more Malf recommendations so I can finally interface with that guy. And we can have, like, a shared language and experience. But I was trying to find these movies he recommended. Like, he was talking to me about, like, you know, go watch In the Army Now with Pauly Shore. Bro, those movies, you can't get them on any digital distribution service in Canada. If you want to watch a Pauly Shore movie, you actually have to pay $5 per movie on Amazon Prime to digitally rent it. And I was like, I'm not willing to do that. I'll pay $20 for Minari, but I'm not going to pay $5 to watch, like, Son-in-Law or Biodome or something. Anyway, so I'm open to, you know, that's kind of what I'm looking for right now. More idiotic movie recommendations. Like, I actually think, this is the kind of thing you start to tease in your head when you haven't had, like, a real weekend in forever. You're like, maybe I'll just watch every Saturday Night Live movie, and then we can have, like, a recurring bit where I talk about, like, how they relate. But we got a ways to go. I'm trying to think, like, when it comes to SNL movies, Wayne's World 1 is pretty okay. It has, like, almost a plot that makes sense. Wayne's World 2 is not very good, but it's not insulting at the very least. I think, MacGruber is also good. Oh, Blues Brothers is, like, even absent SNL, which it's not, but I mean, like, even if you took it out of the SNL context, that might be, like, a 10 out of 10 movie, not just a 10 out of 10 SNL movie. It's amazing. Watch the Suspiria remake. It's so funny. Have you seen it? It's so funny. It says it was uploaded on Amazon Prime in May 2019, and it has one view. Yeah, if I do the SNL rewatch, I might skip It's Pat. I'm not sure. That's the other thing about Jingle All the Way, and I know that, like, some people in chat are going to be like, that's not okay, and some people in chat are going to be like, that's because people have gone soft. But, like, Jingle All the Way is a really, like, just nice, easy watch, you know, just a children's movie. And then out of nowhere, near the end of the movie, there's just, like, a weird joke about a Chinese restaurant where you're like, I bet if they could go back in time, they would probably take that joke out. I don't know if I don't want to say it, but it's like, apropos of nothing at all, the guy, he, and it's not Arnold, to be fair, but, you know, the script writer was like, let's just take a shot at this Chinese restaurant for no reason. Anyway, we're moving on. Have you seen Paddington? No, I don't watch movies that get good reviews. Have you seen Citizen Kane? No, I know what I said. I said what I said, and I said it for a good reason. But yeah, I'm trying to think of other Saturday Night Live movies. MacGruber is a weird one, man. Because, like, I saw it in theaters, and I at the time I was like, I know it's gonna be horrible. But I'm, like, the only person dumb enough to appreciate it. And then when I saw it, I hated it. Then I watched it. Most people hated it when it came out. Now, people are like, actually, MacGruber is, like, it's kind of a cult classic. Oh, my mistake. I gotta rewatch it again. I really like Will Forte. Like, it's true, there's more Saturday Night Live movies than just movies from Saturday Night Live. For example, Good Burger is based on an All That sketch. It also stars Sinbad as well, who was in Jingle All the Way. I would count that as an SNL movie. I would also, someone said, what about Strange Brew? Strange Brew, based on the Canadian sketch comedy program SCTV.
What?
Anyway, I have seen, like, I think I've seen almost every Saturday Night Live movie, because when I was not in control of what we rented from Jumbo Video, my dad was, like, a sucker for, I mean, like, my dad, I love him. He doesn't have great taste in comedy. Let me put it this way. We don't have the same taste in comedy is probably a better way to say it. He loves, like, the dumbest comedies out there, which is fine. Like, again, who cares? Like, there's more to life than having good taste, but no offense, Dad. But yeah, like, when I was over there, this is a couple years ago, he was like, let's watch this movie, and then he put on A Million Ways to Die in the West starring Seth MacFarlane, and I was just like, it's okay. Like, I had a great time hanging out, don't get me wrong, but do a million people die in that movie? Only if a million people saw it in theaters. Anyway, I think, but I've seen him, dude. I've seen Superstar. I remember I saw It's Pat on my grandparents' gray market DirecTV. I saw it in theaters. Oh no, that's embarrassing. Yeah, I've seen the Lonely Island movies. Like Popstar is a good movie. Hot Rod, I could take it or leave it, but Popstar is a great movie. What is the song? Mona Lisa, you're an ugly piece of shit. Something along those lines. It's good though, man. Thoughts on the cult classic movie, The Princess Bride? There were two takes from ninth grade that I'm very embarrassed by. One was I was one of two people in my ninth grade debate class that supported the invasion of Iraq. I was 13 years old and I was just like, why would the president lie? It just doesn't make sense to me. The other one is that we watched The Princess Bride in English class and I was like, this is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I've seen it as an adult and recognized the error of my ways. But in ninth grade or eighth grade, I was like, this is these two things I hold to be true. I don't know which take is worse. I know which take is worse. I'm only answering this question, okay? Because you asked it like 500 times, which means that it's important, okay? To you at least. What do you feel about the 2007 movie Sunshine? I feel like it's a good science fiction slash horror movie. Everybody likes the start, and everybody, when you talk about... Okay, now that not working doesn't make sense to me, but everybody has to say, but when they take that weird horror turn at the end, like that's where the movie kind of like loses its... like that's where it kind of loses its way, but I think you know if you just look at it as an entire film, Sunshine, good movie. That being said, it does have a similar. It reminds me of Stowaway a little bit, where like the first two thirds of the movie, I was like this is pretty sick, and then the end of the movie, I was like why. But anyway, what about Little Miss Sunshine? Saw it in theaters, love it. Greg Kinnear, Toni Collette, who by the way is also in Stowaway. Abigail Breslin, Steve Carell, Alan Arkin. I feel like that has Paul Dano in it as well. Am I correct? Is Paul Dano is he the older brother who takes a vow of silence? That is correct. One of his best roles, probably just below him playing guy number 7 in the 2011 disaster Cowboys versus Aliens, starring Harrison Ford and Daniel Craig for some ungodly reason. That's a banger? No. Heavily wrong. Extremely wrong. I'll tell you as well, I saw Cowboys versus Aliens in theaters, which is, it was not my choice. It was when I lived in... Korea, I had a colleague and friend who was like, hey, there's a movie coming out called Cowboys versus Aliens. Do you want to go see it? And I was like, not really, but, you know, I don't have much of a social life over here, so sure, why not? It was like a 55-minute walk to the movie theater. Saw the movie, and everybody was like, it was not very good. It was not worth our time. The worst movie I've ever seen in theaters was the Max Payne movie. That's legit. Max Payne, truly, truly horrible film. Yes. Essentially no redeeming quality. Lives up to its namesake. Never has a movie been more aptly named than Max Payne. Men in Black International, worst movie I've ever paid to see. See, that's an interesting idea. The idea, because the worst thing you've ever seen and the worst thing you've paid to see are possibly two different things. Like, I've probably seen some pretty terrible movies in the theaters that my parents paid for. The worst movie I ever paid to see, for sure, is the second Transformers movie. Followed closely by the first Transformers movie. I'm trying to think of... there's more. Most disappointing theater movie? I don't know, man. Like, there's a few. Spider-Man 3 was a big one for sure, where I, like, Spider-Man 2 was so good. I saw Spider-Man 3 opening night and was like, this is horrible. It Part 2. Yeah, I heard it was garbage, right? Like, It Part 1 I thought was pretty good. And I remember, like, all the reviews of It Part 2 were like, it's bad and it's in the worst way that it's bad, too. It's just, like, way too long. Nobody wants to watch a 3-hour long bad movie. Like, have some respect. Sorry. Have some respect and just make it short like Coneheads. Second half of the book is bad too. Yeah, I've heard that. Dark Phoenix? I didn't see Dark Phoenix in theaters. I've only seen half of Dark Phoenix anyway. It was on TV. Have some respect for the brevity that serves as the foundation of creativity. I love that, like, once a week, there's an argument now over whether or not the trumpet guy is in the right or in the wrong. It's so good. Like, I checked the subreddit once yesterday, and the top thread was like, no, the angry guy in the trumpet video does not have a case for what he's saying. And I was like, here we go again. By the way, don't speak to me about AHA, LaCroix, Sparkmouth, or Bubbly ever again. We are now consuming Deep Orange. This is Deep Orange, the Western Family natural blood orange flavored sparkling water. Western Family is like, I believe it's the Canadian West's version of like No Name. It's pretty good though. It's pretty good. Like, it might be the best. How many until the taste test? Dude, I'm like, maybe this is an excuse, but like, I'm putting anything that involves leaving the house for preparation on the back burner until I get the damn vaccine, man. I don't know why I said that with the same voice of like, you know, what's next? A license to make toast in my own damn toaster? But, you know, it's just, it's taking a bit. You can buy groceries online in Canada, but like, I don't think you can buy like a single can of sparkling water from like Instacart times 10 different brands. So I really don't have a place to put possibly like 80 to 120 cans of different flavors of sparkling water in my house. I bought over 16 cases of Bubbly this month thanks to you. Dude, I mean, that's not a waste. Like, Bubbly is still pretty good. Don't get me wrong. You know, it could be worse. I could have gotten you to buy, I was gonna say, like, the name of a video game. But I was like, you know what? Let's not. Like, there's no reason to be making enemies. You never know whose sponsorship coffers might grow in the future. How's the docket looking this week? Thank you. Thank you for giving me something to talk about. I looked at chat, and somebody was like, I'm sure you could buy one can of sparkling water from your grocery store online. And I was like, that's funny, because I've never seen you before in my life. I don't know if we live in the same neighborhood, but apparently you seem to know a lot about my local grocery store. And then the next comment I saw was like, I'm sure you could stack 10 cases of sparkling water in some corner in your house. And I'm like, it's funny, because your username is not either Northern Lion or Lovely Momo. So, like, I don't know why you seem like you're so confident in, like, the floor plan. But instead, I get to talk about the docket this week. What's on the docket this week is very exciting. Today, I think we're going to play some... I don't know what we're going to play with Sips and Mouth today. It's probably going to be Siege, I think. And we'll play Repentance until then. On Tuesday, which is tomorrow, let's introduce a little bit of extra variety, you know? I'm not sure if it'll be Returnal. I'm not sure if it'll be 60 seconds, but let's do Repentance plus variety. Dan, we're moving our co-op, like, schedule stuff around. So on Wednesday, we're going to do some Isaac co-op. I have very cool stuff planned for after the Isaac co-op, but I don't know if it's been announced yet, so I don't want to say what it is, but it'll be a lot of fun. I promise you'll be interested. Is it the Botez Blitz Tournament? Okay, so I can. It has been announced then. Yeah, I'm going to be playing in the Botez Bullet Tournament, which I think it's like a 2 hour long bullet tournament, bullet chess tournament, I should say. Should be a lot of fun. And then two things are kind of just like flying right now. Like, we don't know where they're going to be, but I want to do them this week. One is PUBG. I want to play some PUBG with Justin Malf and like a fourth if we can find somebody interested. And then the other one is more Mario Party. Like, there's enough interest, and I'm not saying like I want to be the administrator for this, by the way. Like, I'm not sure if Mario Party pops off. I don't think I want to be like the person who is like the Hafu of the lobbies, but like, there's so much interest in Mario Party right now that like, I think you could honestly have a morning lobby like every day and mix it up. Like I said, I don't want to be the guy administering all of that, but yeah, I want to get. I don't think it'll be a struggle to get Mario Party in. Let's put it that way. Returnal, I've decided, like, I'm getting asked enough about it that instead of spending like an hour here and there explaining like why I have a hunch it's not going to be a great stream game, like, what if I just spent that time giving it a chance instead? And it, you know, it's probably like a good lesson to learn for the future. Like, I've watched a little Returnal in general, and when I watch it, I don't know, I don't find it that compelling to watch. So I have my hunch that it's probably not gonna be the most engaging stream content, but I'm willing to, you know, it's a roguelite. It's a AAA roguelite. Let's give it a shot, you know? Let's give it a little try. Why not? But I'm just going to tell you, her life is in your hands, dude. Mr. Lebowski asked me to restate this for effect. Her life is in your hands. If I play Returnal and 3 seconds in, people are like so happy to see NL's finally playing this. And then 2 seconds after that, they're like, oh my God, he left the corrupted power core behind. It was stuck inside of the Venus flytrap. It's gone. It's freaking toasted. So painful to watch. He left a nanobyte cache back there. He left a nanobyte cache? Dude, what is he doing? I did see that Ford had to recall 1.4 million vehicles because the steering wheels were flying off. It's very funny. And also, I think you should leave, obviously. Hello, streamer. Are you drunk high? Still makes me laugh. Are you drunk high? Cine V, best Isaac. Oh my God, you will break your computer if you play this challenge. Are you kidding me, dude? It's incredible. Anyway, so yeah, that's my plan for this week. A lot of repentance. Repentance will be the base of the recipe for sure still. Something new today, or not new, but something different today. Let's introduce a little variety tomorrow. Wednesday, we got some co-op with Dan in a chess tournament. Thursday and Friday, I would expect to see PUBG and Mario Party at some point. Things can change for sure. Oh, you know what? Actually, I'm wrong. I don't know if we'll see... Well, I don't know what would go by the wayside, but we have a... Dan, Justin, Malf, and I have a sponsored multiplayer thing that's going to happen on Friday. So that will also be cool. It is not Summoner's War. I wouldn't play Dan in Summoner's War. He's already, he's an expert. Raid Shadow Legends. It's not Raid Shadow Legends. It's not a mobile game. I'll bite the cynicism before it comes to pass. Look, all I'm gonna say, hey, have I been offered some Raid Shadow Legends promotions? Yes. I have said no to them, and I will likely continue to say no to them. Just because I don't think it's a great fit for the stream, and I'm thankful enough to be in a position where I don't feel like I have to take it in order to you know, keep the lights on. All I'm going to say is anytime you see that your favorite streamer is doing a stream for Raid Shadow Legends, you should be stoked. Because they're having a great day. So I always try to, like, pop in when I... Well, usually they try to do it in the morning, I think, for some reason. But whenever I see someone I know is doing a raid stream, I always try to pop in and be like, Pog! Hello. The Dan Summoner's War stream was... I didn't get to watch all of it because it was, like, in the middle of the night. But that was hilarious. It had very Champions of Fire energy to it. It was, like, this huge TV production for a game that was... I mean, I got nothing against Summoner's War, but I was like... It's actually like the way ESPN covers March Madness, but for Summoner's War. It was a fun stream to watch. I got my second Pfizer shot today and everything hurts. Listen. Shut the fuck up. Oh, God, I swear to God. Okay. If you don't stop complaining about how much your arm hurts thanks to your vaccine, I'm gonna embarrass you. Wait, really? No. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna embarrass you at this clinic, Barry. Did you see the tweet that was like, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson here to save the summer? And it was a picture of Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore, and Lucy Liu from the Charlie's Angels movie. Oh, man. I was like, what the heck is wrong? That's like an opinion that I would have had in ninth grade. Let's just put it that way. Anyway, let's... you had to be here earlier for the callback. But I also saw the big four... Like at Target, they were like effective on April 30th or something like that. Products of NBA, NFL, MLB, and Pokemon trading cards are limited to one per customer. That was a good tweet. That was a fun one. I run a card store and it's madness. Dude, I was talking about it with Dan. Like, because, I mean, this is back when I... you know, cared about individual stocks, which I'm not going to, like, belabor the point on. But Topps was going to go public. And I was like, because I know Dan's, like, a sports card guy. I was like, how do you feel about, like, the industry right now? And he's like, literally, I it's insanity. Like, NBA cards are up, like, plus 7x over the last calendar year or something. And I was like, dude, I knew they were... popular. I had no idea it had gotten to the point where, like, the collectible market had gone, like, close to 10x or something like that. It's created a new generation of hoarders. I don't know. I think it's just, you know, I mean, it's a complicated discussion, right? Like, a lot of people were extremely adversely affected by the pandemic. If you were lucky enough to keep your job and you were used to, like, I don't know, spending money more regularly, as soon as everything closed down, you're like, I guess I'll just spend the money that I would have spent on, like, you know, going out to just buy, like, Russell Westbrook rookie cards or something instead. Like, I feel like the price of everything is, like, higher than it was, you know, 18 months ago. Yeah, you could just buy tier 3 subs instead. Exactly. No, don't do that. Just tier 1s. Just we don't have the emotes for tier 3 are not worth the price, okay? It's a charitable donation. Tier 3 subs are up 600%. Let's go. I think I have 5 tier 3 emotes, but I don't remember what they are. The only emote I use anyway, I use forehead, I use jebaited, I use lull, and I use mouth smile. Like, I use mouth smile more than any other emote on this website. Oh, that's true. I do use HCJ guys as well. Yeah, HCJ guys is a classic. Yo, hold on. We've never done delirium, dude. There's a 50% chance. How was your first weekend off? It was, like, I was talking to David about it. Wolves Cringe is good too. You're not joking. Let's do it, man. Let's do it. It's crazy that that's a real picture of Justin and not a cartoon. Hold on. What are you talking about? I just typed it in chat. That's a cartoon. Click the emote. There was an error getting this emote data. Please try again later. Oh, there it is. Dude, what? It is a real photo. I thought it was like a Scanner Darkly type thing. What the heck? That is crazy, man. Oh, no. The baby is displeased. But I was talking about it with... Yeah, I'm never using that emote again. I was talking about it with David. And I was like, it's crazy when you only... And I'm not complaining, right? Like, if I've said it once, I've said it a million times. It's like a really easy job for the most part. But when you have one day off, it feels like you get like 8 hours of extra time. Because all the stuff that you couldn't do throughout the week because you were working, you shove to like that one day. And then whatever time you've got left over is, you know, now your free time. When you've got 2 days off in a row, it's like instead of getting 8 hours, you get like 38 hours. It's crazy. It's like having a second day off consecutively like quintuples the amount of time, despite only doubling the amount of hours. It's wild. I forgot about it because like, and again, this is not like a flex, but I haven't had like a scheduled 2 day weekend literally since, and not like even when I worked in Korea, there were like months where you had to just work on Saturdays because when the kids got out of school for like summer vacation, they came to the private school that I worked at like twice as often, right? Because the parents couldn't let the kids relax for 10 seconds. So it's like, it's really been like 10 years basically. Feels good. I mean, that's all I got to say. I'm happy to be there. Yeah, I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll take Mondays and Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays off too. We'll see. At some point. I did like, okay, this is not like, I'm not trying to have a bad faith argument, but I did see that like there was one person and it's just a joke. I'm not actually mad. If I was actually mad, I wouldn't tell you I was mad, but instead I would just not say that I'm not mad. But anyway, one guy was like, I support him taking extra time, but I really would rather that instead of taking a day fully off, like he took, oh, Dan, you thank you for the raid for one, but now you're coming in the middle of like an inside baseball bit that makes it seem like I'm complaining because I did all the legwork before the raid of explaining that I'm not complaining. It's just a funny anecdote. But thank you for the raid. Thank you. Continuing the bit. One person was like, I think he should spend more time with his family, but I personally would have preferred it if instead of taking a whole day off, if he just took the day out of his schedule by cutting 2 days in half instead. And I was like, you know what? How about I just, you know, I stream about 1/6 of the week. How about I just go live for 10 minutes every hour instead? And then would that maybe be a happy medium? Like for a whole month, maybe I'll go live every single hour just for like 10 minutes and then going offline, guys. And then come back at 1:15, you know? Little micro streams. Anyway, no, it's cool. It is good. It's a good new schedule. I'm going to be honest as well. Like, I talked about it with Dan last night. I was going to tweet more about it, but I was like, you know, I think the tweet kind of, like, speaks for itself to begin with. And literally, it was 100% positive, the response that people had, which I'm very thankful for. But then I was also going to tweet, like, you know, two people when I was talking about my new schedule, like, 6 months ago. There were two people that were like, you should really just take 2 days off instead of one. And it was David and it was Dan. Coincidentally, also like the two people I talk to the most that actually have children. But naively, I was like, nah, dude, I think I'm just like probably built different. Like, I think it'll probably just be fine. And I mean, it was fine, but it could have been better. And now that's what we're implementing. So they would. I gotta give them credit. They're right on that one. Random question, but whatever happened to Antonio Banderas? Took the words right out of my mouth. I was just thinking about that myself, man. I don't know. Antonio Banderas, he's been in stuff. He was in Shrek 2. He was in another movie that was critically acclaimed recently. Yeah, he was an Oscar snub like 2 years ago. There you go, see? I don't know anything about the Oscars because, like, I spend all my time watching Coneheads, apparently, but what does that mean? He's a little seasoned these days, but going strong. What do you mean, he's a little seasoned, in quotation marks? He's old? Dude, if I'm old, I'd rather you just call me old than seasoned. Like, that's... You put seasoned in quotation marks, it makes it sound like he did something. Like, that's a euphemism for, like, you know... I don't know, something terrible. Theory of a Dad Man. Great name. Thank you for the gifted subs. Do people in the U.S. know Theory of a Dead Man? Or is that just the Canadian reference? They do, okay. Or as we call them in Canada, Nickelback 2. Lol. I thought Theory of a Dead Man had one good song. Again, as far as I have bad takes from my ninth grade existence. It is not Santa Monica, by the way, which is the one that you hear all the time. I'm trying to remember because you really couldn't escape Santa Monica. Not the Everclear one, but you couldn't escape Santa Monica in like 2007, 2008. There's one lyric in that song that always drove me insane, and now I can't remember it, which is probably for the best, but I'm gonna curse myself by asking for the knowledge. It's something like, she soaked my bed in gasoline, and then I think he says, I guess I should have noticed, and I something like that. And I'm like, just one of those lyrics that you're like, it raises so many more questions than it answers. You tell me you slept in that bed after she soaked it in gasoline? That's from Santa Monica. Maybe I misspoke, but it's one of those lyrics that always, like, you know, just bothered me. Plus, I don't like Theory of a Dead Man. I always get Theory of a Dead Man and Default confused, which is really damning because I owned Default's first album. And I remember I bought it. This is like, you know, my perfect Sunday when I was like 13 years old. I had tennis lessons in the morning, and then my parents picked me up and drove me to the mall. I bought Default's first album because their song Wasting My Time was the best song I'd ever heard in my life up to that point. And then I got driven to my friend's like 12 or 13th birthday party, and we watched Scary Movie 1 for the first time. And I was like, that movie was like an awakening for me. And then we watched John Carpenter's Ghosts of Mars, which is just a truly unbelievably bad movie. And also the first John Carpenter movie I ever watched, which is, you know, probably not where you want to start. But it was a good day. What can I say? I had a pretty good day. Yeah, the scary movie with the glory hole scene where Sean Wayans has his brain perforated by the killer's phallus. Look, there, Scary Movie 1, like, there's a lot of stuff in that movie I haven't seen in a long time. I got to imagine there's a staggering amount of stuff in that movie you don't want to admit to having laughed at. As a 13-year-old in 2001, some of the funniest stuff I've ever seen in my entire life. I can do it myself. That's Scary Movie 2 where David Cross throws his legs over his own head to perform auto fellatio. But I got fond memories of Scary Movie 2 as well. Not dated at all, except for that, like, 15-minute bit where they're doing like the Nike commercial where the shoes make the sound just from squeaking on the gym floor. Which one was Take My Hand? That's That's scary movie too. Great run. I was going to say great movie. That's not true. Great run, though. How about that? Slash marker. Bone.
Subscribe to my podcast for more takes like this.